Baillie & Harding Ultra Sound System is proudly sponsored by Innovate, UK's number one trail running company. And this month, they've given me a bag, a beautiful bag, a handbag, no less. They haven't really given me a handbag. They've given me a Race Pack 20, which is otherwise known as the Jack Pack. It's the pack that he wore when he won the Spine back in January. You know, remember that? When he really beat Damien by like, I don't know, like 4 days or something. Anyway, the Race Pack 20 is a running hydration vest, multi-day runs and races over long distances, holding up to 20 litres of fluid, kit and nutrition. Zero bounce, suitable for everything, waterproof, compatible with the 2 to 3 litre reservoir, holds 2 500ml soft flasks, it's got pole attachment options and multiple stash pockets. It's brilliant. I wore it when I did the Spine Challenger South recently, and it says it's 20 litres, I reckon it's more. If you want to be in with a chance of winning said bag, please enter on our Instagram page. The link is in the link tree. And we'll be announcing the winner at the end of the month. On with the pod. Welcome to the Baillie's Stables Ultrasound System. This is episode 64. Shut the stable door, which is copyright slam for shut the stable door. Shut the stable door is a new feature, but we don't really know what the feature's about. But we just like it, so we're going to keep saying episode 64, shut the stable door. There you go. Hi, Holly.
Hi, morning, how you doing?
Shut the stable door. Oh, shut the stable door! What's the...
Oh my God.
Everything you say, I could just say, oh, really? Shut the stable door.
Everything I say, you're just repeating constantly like a parrot. Yeah, shut the stable door. That was my idea. As you said, I don't actually know. Maybe people could tell us what it actually means. I am thinking that it's like room 101, where it's things...
That is telling our age there. That's showing age.
Oh yeah, people won't even know what that is. So room 101 was where people, like celebrities or something, could say things that they wanted to get rid of. And then the presenter, was it just the presenter? They would say, vote, they would talk it through and say whether it should go in the bin. So it just like went down in the bin and never to be reappear.
Yeah.
And quite often it's things like, I don't know, let's use an example, like biscuits with a hole in them. You know, because there is a stable door. Exactly, like what's the point of a biscuit and a hole in it? Because actually you're not having a whole biscuit then. They're trying to sell you something which is actually half the biscuit. And also if you dip it in stuff, I'm getting quite deep about biscuits with holes. This just came up on the top of my head. But it's things like that, which would go, some people go, no, actually I love a biscuit with a hole because I can put something in it.
Like what?
Going to a rabbit hole?
What would you put in the hole?
Probably
a big bit of cheese. Cheese string. You could put cheese string through it.
I'd probably put a bit of... No, I wouldn't put cheese in a biscuit. That's weird. I'd probably put like...
It's not. Literally, cheese and biscuits is a thing.
Oh, that's true, but that's different biscuits. That's savoury biscuits. I'm talking about... I mean, who has a savoury biscuit with a hole in it? What's wrong with you, woman? I'm talking about things like jammy dodgers, but without the jam. Okay.
Right. I know what you mean. So party rings. You're talking about party rings. You're quite simply talking about party rings.
Yeah, which I actually have to say are some of the best biscuits. However, they are very low calories. So let that be a warning to you. If you're having party rings in your snack backpack, so like for races, they're very low calorie.
But what about if you've got a bit of string, strung the party rings around your neck, like a necklace, and then you could just munch them as you ran along the trail?
You could do that, but they're very, as I say... Very wafer, not wafer like, they're very thin and non calorific, therefore, they would dissolve very quickly. And I think you'd have to just eat them in one go, so there's no point in putting them around your neck. Anyway, we're going off on a tangent. So,
the stable door.
Yeah, so it's basically things that you think are pointless and that you don't see any point of them in your life, so you want to get rid of it. That might be a biscuit with a hole, whereas some people might say, actually, the biscuit with a hole is actually really a good thing. So, what I'm saying is it should be running stuff related, I guess, because it's a running podcast, doesn't it?
Sure.
Things that we think should be put in the bin.
I'm going to change the name of the podcast, by the way.
Oh, why is that? Is that because
I'm going to call it Ultrasound, the Ultrasound Podcast? What do you think about
that? I think there's another podcast out that's just come out called Ultrasound.
Who there is. That? Yeah, it's, there is. It's Tom. Oh. It's Tom Evans and his friend Brett.
Have we sent him a cease and desist?
I've sent him a friendly slap. Let's say a friendly slap. Like, right. Hi, guy. There's a podcast already called this. His is called the Ultrasound Podcast.
He's not done his research, has he?
No, I think no. Now, and ours is obviously the Ultrasound System. Now, and I did send him a little, hey, there's already a little jokey thing. He ignored me. Then I sort of DM'd him, he ignored me.
other people have told him he ignored us. It's now come out, and yeah, and it's not very. It's not. I don't think I'm not worried about losing an audience share because it's very different. But I wish
Do
he'd
you want me to
stop.
send him a message?
Please, would you? Would you mind?
Okay, I'll write him a strongly worded letter.
I
Because
thought we could
he's
go en
army
masse.
letter.
He's army, yeah. So
Yeah,
he's only going to respond to violence.
it's a good point. That's why I'm going to write a letter, because that's quite an army thing to do, I would suggest. Maybe or a pigeon.
Parchment. He's going to be at UTMB, so I thought maybe we could go and boycott UTMB for many reasons, one of them being Tom Evans has stolen the name of the podcast.
I would have thought that's a prime example not to go to UTMB. Another reason for you not to go to
I got
UTMB.
invited to UTMB the other day by my friend David Miller. He said, come with me, it'll be fun. And I went, do you actually know who I am? Like, I'm not going to use.
I thought UTMB had invited you.
No, they definitely haven't invited me. But Miller invited me to be part of his little media team. And I was like, I don't think that's a very good idea.
Has
So I
David
didn't.
Miller not had the memo
What?
that we're all not going?
No, he doesn't listen to podcasts or read books because he's got a very short attention span. So sometimes he says things to me, I'm like, do you know me? I thought we were friends. David Miller's my photography friend, by the way, everybody. He took that photo of Jasmine with it, but we're afterwards. Anyway, welcome to the podcast, everybody, the Biscuit Podcast.
Yeah.
How's your month been, Holly? So have you, I mean, have you been spotted? Have people heard you in Sainsbury's? Have you been like, you're the girl from the podcast? Like, what's been going on?
In short, no.
Oh.
Oh, no, that's not true. No, that's not true. I did have a lady come up and talk to me. So actually, I can't remember when I was on the podcast. It feels like a long, long time ago.
A
I was
month.
waiting. Okay, so I was waiting the next week to come online to start talking to you, and you weren't in. I thought I was every week, but it turns out I'm not.
You know.
Right, fine.
We're on a rotisserie. We're on a spit roast of raw people on the spit
Also,
roast.
I've got something to talk to you about that because I listen to Kirsty's podcast, because Kirsty's one of my favourites as well,
Can
one of
I
my
just
friends.
say,
And I've known Kirsty
sorry,
longer than you, just so you know.
right, but she didn't give you a book deal out of sympathy, but she gave me one.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I love that story. That was really good. So, and then you finished at the end by saying, I had actually sent you a message yesterday, didn't I? Whilst I was listening to the podcast, saying, oh, yeah, I love that. Yeah, I think the book thing's really good. Like reading bits from Amazon, that was hilarious. I was crying with laughter as I was out for my run. And then I sent you a message going, I love it. I think Kirsty's just brilliant, blah, blah, blah. And then I listened to the end and you said, I think Kirsty, you are my favorite.
I
And at
stand
that
by that.
point, I switched off. So this is going to be rectified. I love Kirsty, but she cannot be the favourite. Well, definitely not Damo. Definitely not Damo. He's right
Who?
at the
Who's
bottom.
that?
I don't know, some weird mohawk man.
Oh yeah. You have to
Vegan
have him
mohawk.
on for
Cat-loving
diversity.
vegan
We have
mohawk.
to have him for diversity. We have to have a swampy type character for to help our B Corp status.
We'll get Dan Lawson or someone. He's more swampy, isn't he? I love
Fucking hell,
Dan.
can you imagine Dan Lawson on this podcast? It'll be incredible.
I love the fact that he's always doing on his old. He used to do when he did the podcast with James. He'd be on his phone and it would keep like ringing because he's got like an old crap phone. It was just brilliant. James was like, mate, can you turn that phone off? And he's like, I don't know how to. Like, just so classic. Anyway,
Cool.
as usual, I feel like we haven't actually answered any of the questions that you asked me because we've got off. Yes, that's it. So a lady came up to me. I hosted the trail running. I can't even remember what it is, the Trail Running Film Festival in Frome, which we do every year, and it's really good fun at Palmer Street Bottle Shop. And a lady came up to me at the end. She said, oh, by the way, I was going to wear my Marathon Dog t-shirt tonight, but I listened to your podcast with Ali and I loved it. So glad that you're back, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, yes, probably not best to wear the Marathon Dog t-shirt, but you should be wearing. Do we have merch?
Well, I made some merch for Dean, podcast pet, but it's quite nice. It's not quite nice. It's horrendous, but it is nice. It's very pink, and
Should
we
be in a shell
are.
suit.
It's flancy racer back shirts, and there was a pair of shorts for Dean. Now, there was a photo which I will put on the internet of Dean wearing this, but it came up a little bit small. So that's why we have yet to put it up. But flancy are going to make it have a shop where we have this stuff. But I really, because of the Green Runners thing, I'm like, look, if you really want a vest, buy one, but please don't buy one unless if you're not going to wear it. Simple as that. We're not going to make loads of merch, but I think that for people to be able to recognize each other, it would be very cute. And it does look cool because it's just bright pink with like that pattern repeated all over it.
You know how I feel about pink, don't you?
No, I don't know how you feel about pink. Me and you have never discussed pink. We've discussed quite a lot of things, but not pink.
Yeah, it's not my favorite color. I prefer if it was black.
I'm going to say to you now that that's the color of the podcast.
Let's just change it. Because the thing is, I think that Tom Evans's podcast is pink as
No, it
well.
isn't. It's a picture of him in a fucking massive puffer jacket that just says Ultra Sun over the front of it. And a Red Bull hat. You should see, have you seen it? He's recording in the Red Bull studios. It's unbelievable.
Oh yeah, no, I've seen that. Yeah, I saw the reel of that. So it's super. I mean,
Did
it's
you
very.
see the intro to his podcast? It's like, yeah, hi, I'm Tom Evans, super elite ultra runner, army man. I'm here with my friend Brett, who's not as good at running as me.
Slightly wooden, I did think that, but it's okay. We'll just blow them out of the water. It's absolutely fine. I mean, our recording studio is so much better than the Red Bull
Ours
anyway.
is international. Ours is border boundary crossing because mine. I'm in Yorkshire. You're in Frome.
I've got my washing hanging over my head, literally.
I have got a sign for the Wally actually, which I didn't steal. It fell off a post.
You know, I love that. I was looking at that. This is great podcast material. We're actually explaining stuff that you can't see.
In my
But Ali's
kitchen.
on her like staircase post, a stolen
It's not. It fell off.
trail marker. You know, when it says, so is that East Mendip Way?
That is the West Mendip way.
Oh wow, that's literally just up the road from me. The East Mendip Way starts from 500 meters from my house.
Yeah, I prized it off your gatepost with a
Yeah, so it
knife after
belongs
I've been
to
through your
me.
bins. Yeah.
Next time I see you, I'm stealing that back. So yeah.
I've got a Van Abraquinioc one as well, but that keeps falling off, so I think it's haunted or cursed. It
It's
keeps
because
falling
it knows
off.
it shouldn't be there. It's miles from home.
It's like I just want to be back
Take
on the Mendip on the Beacon's Way, you arsehole.
me home.
Do not call home.
But the thing is, to be honest, I've done all sorts of bits and bobs, but I think the most important thing, which I know you've talked about and dissected quite a bit with Damo, which again I enjoyed, is you. So since we spoke, you had did quite a big race. Can you remember?
By Challenger
That's right.
South.
And you did exceptionally well, even though you hate to admit it. So look at her, she's smirking.
No, I didn't. I honestly, I'm like, did I know?
Did you what?
Really? Did I really do that well? It was
No, you
okay.
didn't.
I did
No,
okay.
look, come on. Let's be serious now. The audience are all banging their heads against
I
walls
don't
here.
know any. I haven't looked at the results. I honestly haven't looked at the results because I
I
don't
did because I kept
care.
telling you about them during the whole race.
Did, yes. And then it wasn't until afterwards, I think I revealed that I don't like it when people do that, but okay, sure, you keep going. It was,
It
my phone
stuck
was
a
on
rocket up
airplane
your
mode.
ass, didn't it? It was like a rocket up your ass as you were going. So the whole thing was incredibly stressful because you knew that you were having people on your backside. Although it was more stressful for me because as I was watching it, it was. This is one great thing I'll say about Spine. Amazing updates. I love the Spine. I think it's one of the best things for that. Like the daily updates, the Instagram, the tracker. The tracker was amazing. But obviously, there's always going to be issues with the tracker because you're in the middle of nowhere. Sometimes you're moving quite slowly. Sometimes you're sleeping in bin bags, you know, just on the side somewhere. So you're not moving. So quite a lot of the time, suddenly, your tracker, someone else would be like on top of your tracker or just going past you, like another woman. And I was going, oh my God, she did sick. What's she doing? I need to call her. And Pete was like, no, it'll be fine, it'll be fine. And then suddenly you would jump forward like a couple of miles. And I'm like, oh no, it's okay, it's fine, it's fine. So it was really stressful for me as a coach watching it because it wasn't like watching a 10K or a half marathon, which lasts for like several hours. It was obviously a lot longer. So
It
I
was
felt
days, wasn't it? It was a day and a
it was
half.
stressful watching you. But what I loved so much was I was able to see your average pace. That's what's so amazing with the tracker. And that last couple of hours, it was like something had possessed you. And you were just, and I was keep on giving you, kept on giving you updates like, right, it's downhill now. Like, why am I telling her this? She's actually there. She knows
Yeah, and
that.
also I've recce'd it, you fucker. I know
I
exactly
know.
what it is.
And I've never been on the Pennine Way on that bit anyway. But I'm like, I think it's downhill because I had all tracks up. I was measuring how far everything was. And I was like, she's just behind you. And then you finished, and I was just over the moon. And you were over the moon, I think, but probably more me more so. So I
What's
was.
interesting here is that you were more invested in my placing than I was.
I
Much
know.
more invested. I didn't give a shit, right? Because I come at this from I want to do as well as I can for myself. Placing doesn't really matter to me because it's about what I'm doing for myself. And then I always feel like if you approach something with like performance approach mindset, which is freedom and love and not fear and constriction, you do better anyway, right? So don't worry about that shit because it doesn't fucking matter anyway. Now, I started at the front. I purposefully led that race for 45 minutes. 45 minutes. Off I went at the front, thinking, I'm just going to do this because I've never done it before. And Holly will be proud of me. And also, there's quite a lot of bottlenecks, and I just didn't want to get caught in the styles. And after that, I didn't really care. And then when it gets to like maybe the last 10, 15, 20 miles, then I kind of am like, right, where am I? Can I push a little bit harder? It'll be nice to be like in the top 10. That'd be nice. But I'm not bothered and I'm not going to ruin my race for it. You, on the other hand, you had a whole other agenda. Now, can you explain to me where this agenda came from?
Well, I had in my head, which I didn't tell you, and I quite often don't, unless I'm coaching someone's obviously for a marathon and they're going for a goal, it's very different. We have goals. Normally people have ABC goals, and as the races go, I talked about this at the weekend actually. As races go on, quite often your A goal slips to the B, then the B sometimes slips to the C. That is like time or place, and then it's like, oh, I just want to get, no, I'm not gonna get a PB, but I want to do this time. And then it's like, I just want to finish the goddamn thing. So with your race, I knew that you were stronger and fitter than ever. I think you were mentally
That is
prepared.
actually true, because I was.
Yes. I think you were, believe it or not, more mentally prepared just because I think you knew you'd been getting more and more confident in your training. And then also things like you've been wearing the pack for 6 weeks prior, twice a week, which I know when you first started doing it, you were like, oh, what the fuck? This is awful. Because it is, it's like putting a massive suitcase on your back, literally. But as time went on, and it was in the last, because I coached someone else who did it as well, and they were like, actually, this pack is like completely normal now,
I know,
which is.
it's like you didn't even feel it in the end. It was
Yeah.
just like, oh, whatever. Now I feel weird without
Exactly.
it.
So aren't you wearing it now? What's that on your
Yeah, I'm
back?
wearing it now. I'm just glued to
And
it.
then, so I knew that you felt in good shape, blah, blah, blah. You felt confident with what you were doing. You'd recce'd it. You were in a really good mindset. I knew from looking at the results over the last couple of years, and obviously the weather is dependent. I didn't know obviously how bad the conditions were underfoot. I don't think anyone did really until you started it. I knew I had a time at time sort of between several hours of what time I thought you would do. And actually, you were bang on in the middle of that, which is amazing. And I also thought that looking at the placings of people, I always go back over the results over the last few years and see where people have come. The thing is, I don't really know who these athletes are because they're all sorts of athletes, aren't they?
Well, the girl that
And
won this year, it was her first 100 miler. So she just came from
yes,
nowhere.
I know that. Yeah, that's amazing. But sometimes that happens because that happened with me because you'd have no idea what you're going in for. Do it. That might be different next time. But so I knew sort of what time you could do. And then, but that was on like good conditions. And then I had an idea of where you could come in terms of the time I thought you could do every year, where that would put you. And then I did also message you afterwards, which I know wound you up to saying that you probably could have won or come in the definitely top three on that time in other previous years.
Well, once, right, when Lorna did her first 100 and won it, I was like, fucking that time. If I'd have got that last year, then I would have won it. I was furious. That's
I
why I
know.
was like, she's my best mate. But I was like, Lorna.
I mean, it's going to be like that, but it's going to be, let's not mention the word, but the arc. That's going to be completely blown out of the water, I'm sure, when a lot of other Europeans come over and completely destroy those times. We'll see. But yeah, so I knew that's what you were capable of. And I'll be honest, and also I've followed you obviously over the years with all these other races you've done, like watching you in the arc. I mean, it was the arc that made me like, please let me get hold of you. Because what was
That was
happening,
the one that broke me. That was the one
yeah,
that
is
I was
that
like, oh, this is bullshit. I think I'm gonna get it anywhere if I don't get coached.
you were just getting. Things were falling off, and you were, and yeah, things were falling off. You were slowing down and just becoming miserable, and just it, that was the issue. And I was like, but this race, you did the complete opposite. You honestly rallied, and your average pace was way quicker than any of the men around you as well, because you were catching that guy really, really quickly. And so it was amazing to see. So that sort of stuff for me as a coach and as a friend and a runner is really promising. Going into the future as well, that so now you've done this race, hopefully it switched something on in your brain that has made you think, actually, no, I am competitive. I know what you're saying about I don't really care, because I've been in ultras, like I'd have no people saying like, I don't care where I come, it doesn't matter now. But when it gets towards the end, if you're in at some point you have to start racing really. And I think in this particular instance, this has actually switched something on in your brain, hopefully, that you are good, you are competitive, and that you are strong at the end. And that's the most important thing. You were eating well, you had that,
I know. I didn't
you know.
like feel like I didn't start like shitting through the eye of a needle, throwing
No.
up or anything like that. And I was eating all the way to the end. Like I got to the end and had my pizza in my bag, shared my Domino's and Nicky Spinks, and then went straight to Burger King and had a vegan burger, which is unheard of. Because usually I'm like, no, oh, I'm
Can't
so
take it.
weak.
Yeah. So that was really good. Obviously, you had that slight foot issue, but that is something that happens all the time. It's just like, it is like your Achilles heel, but not your Achilles heel. You know what I mean?
It's my
So that's
tendonitis heel, but not heel.
exactly. It's, you know, those Innovate shoes, you know, just
It's
small.
not the
You'll be fine.
shoes.
I'll send you
This
some pictures.
podcast is sponsored by Innovate. I wore the Trailfly for the whole thing. Had no problems, no blisters. My feet were great. I suffer a little bit from anterior tendonitis. I've done since Ron Britannia. All the
Right, we need
best.
to sort that out for the future. Tape the shit out of it. And but I think, but all in all, yeah, I was just over the middle, I thought it was brilliant. I think to finish like that, that's the big key takeaway from this.
Yeah.
So onwards and upwards for the next race, which is coming around the corner very quickly, as per usual with you.
Listen to this, right? I've been coached by Holly for like 6 months. It could have been Holly, could have been anyone, right? But yesterday I went out for a run on a route
They'd
that
have
I hadn't
got rid of you by
done.
now.
Yeah, that I've tried 8 or 9,000 coaches, but only Holly's kept me,
I'm stuck
right?
like shit.
Yeah. If you try and get rid of me, I'll sue you.
Yeah.
Anyway, I went on out on this run, right? It's just like normal run, like easy run, easy run. Right, you said 8 miles. I did 9 in a bit. Sorry,
See.
not sorry, but I did the route 10 minutes quicker than I've ever done it, and I wasn't even trying. I wasn't even fucking trying, and
I
it
know you
wasn't
weren't
like
because you videoed the whole bloody run on
I
Instagram.
know it wasn't like I had a wee, I did my shoelaces up, I petted a horse, so I wasn't even like trying. I was trying a bit, but not loads. Right, 10 minutes quicker. That to
You
me, when I got home, I told Julius, I was like, oh my God, she's the Taunton 10 in like 9 and a half, sorry, 9 and a half hours, an hour and a half. He's like, what? I can do it in an hour and a half. I'm like, right. That to me is like, fuck, this is really working. So even though sometimes I go to the gym and I'm like, I don't think this is working, or I do a session and I'm like, I'm shit, I don't think this is really working. Those are the golden moments, aren't they,
Yeah,
listener? That's why you do
and
your fucking training. Those are the
exactly
golden moments. They don't happen very often, but it's like, shit, that's a real indicator of how different
tangible
it is
thing.
now.
Yeah. And you're right, it's like and you don't, if you're having like perfect sessions every time as well, or everything's going perfectly, you're probably not training hard enough. You should have some sort of, like, one of my athletes messaged yesterday with a picture of his face very red going, what the fuck was that? Where, you know, and I was like, okay, let's look at the session. What, I can't remember what I set him. Had a look and it was like split 800s, don't worry, you're not going to be doing that. But he ran the 400s faster than he's ever ran before. And I was like, well, that's fucking amazing. But also, that's why you're fried. You know, you
It's
did your
hard
400,
work.
yeah, what was it, like 228 pace or something per K. And so it's stuff like that. It is lovely to see that progress, but you also have to make sure that you're also having a step down so you've got time to recover from that. Then you make another step back up because you will make steps, but it's always a law of diminishing returns as well, remember. So
Yeah.
that when you're getting to, when you get to, you know, like you're running, I don't know, 228 marathon, like this guy that I'm coaching, we're now looking at taking seconds off, minutes off, and seeing what we can do. But it's exciting times. All you have to do is run a little bit fast every week.
I know, and it's not even very much. It's like 25 minutes of
Not
your whole
huge.
week. It's 25 minutes of
Yes,
your week, which is like such a small
exactly.
amount of time. Do you have any advice for people? With some of my athletes, they get really wound up before interval sessions and they wind themselves up. And I'm like, now you're using energy that you don't need to use, winding yourself up. Have you got any advice for people who get nervous pre-session? Go.
Well, we all do. I do as well. I mean, I even, you know, I'm always doing a nervous poo before a session, which is a good thing. Clear it out.
Yeah, they do it on the session. Cool.
That has been done as well. So, getting nervous before sessions. Actually, I think it's quite good to get a little bit nervous before sessions because it means your adrenaline's high and you're amped up for it. If you just walk into it, go, yeah, let's just, you know, whatever. I think if you're getting really, really, really nervous, maybe also the sessions that you're getting, have a look at them in terms of because I get quite nervous about sessions that look horrific on paper. So that's why sometimes I will give you sessions which are trickery. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
no. You think I don't know.
Okay, so I'll
You think because I'm shit at maths, I don't know, but I do know.
Actually, I'll tell you something really funny. I do people's coaching weekly, and one of the athletes messaged me last night, and he said, he put on Instagram actually. He said, "I'm a bit worried. I love the session. It looks really good." He said, "I think it might take me all day." I was like, "Why?" I'd given him 15 by 300 meters with a 60 minute recovery.
Can I have that session?
Was it like an hour's recovery?
Is
He said
that
something.
running? That's going backwards and forwards to a bar.
I was like, I mean, 60 seconds, obviously. But yeah, so I think it's about maybe looking at the session, maybe if you're really scared about it as well, breaking it down a little bit more, you could do. I mean, I think the scary ones for a lot of people and myself is like the threshold sessions, so the tempo sessions, so the 10 mile half marathon pace sessions, which can be huge. And you do need to be doing those sort of bigger, like when I say huge, it could be 40 to 60 minutes continuous. Now, if you're a beginner, that's not going to be something
That
you
is
can do.
so gross. You've not made me do one of those yet.
Not yet,
I feel like, yeah. Ugh.
but that is like, oh my God, how am I going to sustain that pace for that amount of time? You wouldn't set that for a beginner. You would break that down, and you'd maybe do 20 minutes of that, but break it down into 3 minutes or 5 minutes or 4 minutes. So if you're getting really nervous because you can't actually hit those times or sessions, then you need to have a conversation with your coach or look at your plan, whatever you're doing. And then the other thing is like maybe think about doing it with someone else.
Yeah, that's a good idea because I've done it with Julius. I've done the session and I'm like, Julius, I have to stick to my heart rate. But having him slightly in front of me, that was a good session because I was really pushing. So I was like, I probably could do a little bit more. He was fucked by the end of it. Bless
I
him.
think Julius needs to join in and do a bit more, actually. I think
He'll
also,
happily do that.
but the thing is, like you said, I think bring but running with someone, no matter what pace. I mean, I used to train with a guy when I was training for marathons properly. He was like a 218 marathon runner, but we'd be on the canal and we would just cross paths the whole time, like high five each other, like
Yeah.
proper weird Americans. But going back and forward, sorry, Americans. But we loved it because we felt like we're both in that sort of pain cave together, and it's like a shared feeling. Even we had the same session. He was finished way earlier than me. But it was really, really good. And then you can go off and get your bun and coffee afterwards, can't you? But yeah, we'd like try and find a running partner, try and maybe break down the session more if it's really daunting to you. Also embrace that feeling, because that's the sort of feeling you're going to have before races. You actually have to take that feeling on, recognize it, and say, I'm going to use this to run the session. I'm going to use this as ammunition to get it done and run it as fast as I can.
When I get like that, and as I explain it to my athletes, I always say to them, it's because you care, which is great because you really care. The other thing is, all you need to say to yourself is, I'm just going to do the very best I can. Don't need to look at your watch, just do the best you can in that moment. And every time you do it, you are getting a little bit fitter. And you can say that to yourself, every time I do this shit, I get a little bit better in it, a little bit fitter, because that's fact. It's not like you're not just being nice to yourself.
I
But
mean,
yeah,
also the other thing.
some of them get to the point where it's crippling. And I'm just like, this is your hobby. It's not a
Yeah, well
test
then
of how great you
that's
are. It's just a
different.
fucking hobby.
Exactly. If
Like,
they start getting like that, I did have someone who was like that, and in the end, it was just like, no, you just need to stop racing. You just actually need to stop doing what you're doing. Just think about what you're doing, because obviously you actually hate it. But I think the other thing is just what you're just quickly saying about that as well. That's why it's really good to give people. Most people I give, unless it's we're doing specific time goals, is most of the time it's say, let's do this at 5K effort, or let's do this at effort level 8 out of 10, or let's do this to heart rate, because every day is different. Like today, I'm tired because I raced at the weekend, so therefore I'm just going to run to feel. Whereas if I knew that my easy pace is normally 8 minute miling or something, but today 8 minute miling felt like fucking 7.5, then that's not going to happen. So do your sessions to feel effort or heart rate rather than pace,
And you
I
just
guess.
have to do your best you can, don't you? Because it's only you at the end of the day. And I think that it's really important to keep saying on this podcast, hardly
And
any
we're
of
not
us
an
are,
Olympian.
we're not Olympians, but hardly any of us are going to be bothering the FKT or fastest known whatever or fucking world record times. We're here to, it's a hobby. Let's enjoy ourselves, shall we? Get the best out of ourselves.
Exactly.
Just quickly before we go into, I've got a few announcements to make, which is exciting. You seem to be going around the country just winning things.
No, what raffles and things.
No, like trophies and things. Did you
I
get a
didn't
trophy at
win.
the weekend?
No, because I left.
You left your trophy there. I'm going to go and pick that
No,
up.
it was just, one of those things, like, this sounds really bad, but it's because there's lots of races going on. I asked Tom, who's the race director, he's brilliant. Shout out to Tom, Freedom Racing. I said, like, do you know when prize giving is going to be? And he was like, oh, it's going to be like 3 hours' time. And I'll be honest, I just wanted to go home. So I said, do you mind if I go home? So I went home. And I've got to be honest, I was right.
Yeah, you did run quite
Surely.
fast though. How fast
Yeah.
did you run? What did you do again?
It was a 20K trail race. It's the Serpent Trail, which is a great route as well. It was used to be, I think it was the Solomon Golden Trail or something last couple of years or something. It was like quite a big race. And Tom Evans probably did it. And it was the 20K, so it's 20K because it was UTMB points or whatever.
Oh
So
yeah, the
20 is what I
ruins, the
know
magical. Did you find? You know, you did not take your prize, but did you take your bag of special marbles, UTMB
it.
marbles?
No.
You
20K.
didn't take your bag.
No, I didn't. I left it there. I don't care. I'm not doing any UTMB races. 20K, 50K, 100K, 10K. So I did the 20K because was down to do the 50 originally, but I'm not in 50K. I'm not training for stuff like that. So I'll do 20K. Like I said to you in my voice message yesterday, I bloody love a trail half marathon.
Oh,
So I mean,
God.
it was 12 and a half miles, but you basically, for me, I just run as hard as I can until I get to the finish. Now, there's good things that's a good thing to do, especially on the road, but on trail is obviously a bit harder because you're going to be slower. But the other thing about this race, it was marked with like a serpent. Oh, confetti balloons.
Sorry, this is a shit podcast, but it's good for us to
It
look at.
was marked with a serpentine thing, like the thing behind you, like the West Mended Way thing, but it and some arrows. But I get lost in Asda, so I have to be quite careful. So I put the GPS on my GPX file on my watch, thankfully. And then quite early on, I nearly made a wrong turn. So I put it on maps and kept it on that because I was worried, because my watch, is Coros and it's fine, but you have to keep scrolling. And I was worried that I was going to lose it. So I had auto Ks coming up, but that was it. So I had rough idea. I knew how far I'd gone because it was going K123, but I didn't know my cumulative time. And then we were catching up with the 50K guys. So there's loads of people around. You don't really know where you are. I just basically ran as hard as I could. Oh, the other thing is you had to get a bus to the start because it was point to point. When I got to the off at the start, it was pissing down rain and we literally had to start. So I had no time for a warm up and I'd been in the car in the bus for half an hour. So I started and I started really hard, which is never a good idea when you've done no warm up. So I could feel like that tingling lactic feeling already after about 2, 3K, which is standard. The dog's gonna start barking now. And so yeah, I just basically ran hard, and when I finished, I came with a line, and then I stopped my watch. But obviously, I didn't know what the time was. Oh, you have to do this dibber thing. I hate dibbers.
But I
Do I?
saw you at the end of the dibber, and it was like they were just like they were manhandling you, your hand into the dibber hole.
Oh, because it didn't work. So at halfway, I had to dibber in as well, and I was doing this with my
That's
watch.
fucking
And
stupid. Get rid of the dibbers. It's fucking
it's so bad because
ridiculous.
I must have lost like I know it sounds crazy, like 10 seconds or something,
Yeah,
but
but
that's
it's
quite
still
a lot.
seconds. It's bullshit. It's just like, well, get rid of the dibbers, unless it's a, like orienteering fun times round your normal run
Know.
race.
Or a mountain race or something where you dibber in. I've done it in that, but that's the only time I've done dibbers in. And it was like on a long lanyard, like I was like
You know
excuse me.
what? You know what? Shut the stable door on the dibbers. Dib
Definitely.
off.
Dibbers need to dib out because they're not good.
Yeah,
Anyway,
I love that.
so
Dibbers need to dib out. Dib out,
that's
bitch.
they should go.
Yeah.
I love point-to-point races though. They can stay in. I love a point-to-point races. I
Me
love
too.
a Saturday race
Oh, yeah,
because
because
then
you've got
you.
Sunday to like lay in your fester in your own juices. Love it.
I know. And Saturday night you can have a pizza, you can watch
Yeah.
crap TV, all that sort of
Go out
stuff.
clubbing, shag someone that you don't like. Brilliant. Take loads of
Yeah.
drugs. Yes, that's great.
Oh God, I wouldn't have had the energy for that, I'll be honest. So I finished at 123.01, which is ridiculously fast, I've got to be honest, for what I was expecting to do, because the course record was 133.58. I was pretty sure I could get that because I thought that was quite soft. And also the weather was just weird. It was so windy. You can see in the pictures at the finish, it was just like running into a wind tunnel because it was point to point. I felt like we were running into headwind the whole way. It wasn't mountainous, it was like 350 meters. But you know, if it was a road half, people would be like, good God, that's so hilly. But for a trail, it was like trail. And so I was over the moon, totally over the moon. But I have to say, I was really fried that night.
What are you training for then? What's the next thing, big thing for you? I know you don't like that question, no one does, but still.
Amsterdam Marathon, so road marathons, not even trail or anything. And training starts for that really now. I'm supposed to be. I was. I've got an entry into a 5,000 meter race tonight. I know, but I don't think I'm going to do it. Pete's going to do it, so I think I'm going to go and film him and laugh at him. But he's treating it like it's the Olympic qualifier.
Yeah, he treats
He's like,
everything like that. He treats making
I know.
coffee like that, to be
Oh
honest.
God, God, he does.
Yeah.
So it's all about him tonight. So I don't think I'm going to do it because I think I just really fried myself at the weekend.
Well done. Well
But
done.
I loved it. I loved it. I
There
absolutely loved
was
that.
a suggestion made yesterday. I'm going to actually read out the WhatsApps that passed between us yesterday.
Don't read out the
Oh,
voice message.
I'm not going to read out the voice message. I get loads of WhatsApps. I'm so popular.
They're all
Hey,
complaining.
I think that you said to me, I went out and did my runner, then I sent you a voice note going, "Oh God, I'm so grateful to you. You're so great. Oh, you're the bestest in the whole wide world ever." And then
Absolutely.
you said to me, "I think that you should do a trail half marathon."
Yes.
And you sent me a voice note saying, "I think you should do a trail half marathon and I should pace you." And I said, "Are you fucking joking? No, we will kill each other. Let's discuss." Then I took changed in 1 minute for, "Let's discuss tomorrow on the pod. This could make excellent content if it happens." And you said, "We could film it. You would get a PB and we could do sweepstakes on the predictions." And I said, "Oh, goody, hand slap face emoji." Now, the thing about me getting a PB on a trail half marathon is my PB on trail half marathon is like 1:45. So I reckon I could probably beat that. So it's not that hard.
Well,
But
it
what I want
depends
to
what the
ask
diet
you, I'm not doing, it's not going to be, we're not doing like the Triven half marathon or like the fucking Glidders half or something. Now, what I was going to ask you is if we did this, right? Because I spoke to Julius about this last night. He said he thought that you would just be silent and you would run in front of me in silence and I'd have to keep up with you. I thought you'd be behind me screaming, "You're fucking useless. Hurry up, you fat fuck. What the fuck do you call this?" I thought that you would go more for the sort of Ant Middleton style of pacing. So
Well, it's
what would
quite
actually
different.
happen?
Well, I wouldn't be running behind you saying that. I'd be running in front of you saying that.
But I wouldn't be able to hear you because you'd be in
No, I
front of me.
wouldn't. That's absolutely good. Right. You need to speak to the people I've paced, and there's been many people I've paced. I actually love pacing. So if you spoke to Pete about me pacing him, he would say that what I would be saying to you is you run directly behind me, so I am your wind tunnel.
You're the wind beneath my wings.
No, not that.
Oh.
I was going to say your wind between your legs, but that's just gross. So I would be in front of you. You would be running behind me. All I say to you is, I want you to be so close. Well, this is when I rode. I mean, I haven't actually paced anyone on a trail. This is a thing. But when I'm road running, it's like, I want you to almost take the back of my shoes off. You need to be that close. You don't need to come upside me. Just stay close. I'll get your drinks. I'll pass the drinks to you. So you don't stop and piss about, which is the sort of thing that you do.
I don't piss about. Content. It's content. I'm filming
Okay,
content.
that's another part of the performance gains that we'll be making, marginal gains for the next race. But yeah, you'd run behind me. I'd pass you your drinks. We'd know roughly what pace you could run at anyway. I start growling towards the end, obviously, out or if you come off the pace, and I normally check with people what they want, how they feel about me. Do you want me to be really vocal or not? But it normally does help if I am quite vocal, but not in a more of a sort of like trying to remind you that it's going to be over soon. I'm also a little bit bad because I do lie a little bit. Like
Hey, perfect. I love liars.
it's only a K to go, and in fact it's five. Stuff like that. But no, I think it's that's what I do. You literally just run behind me and don't leave my side or behind
Question,
me.
right? If I perform better when I'm listening to music, so if you're pacing me, can I still listen to my music in one ear?
Yeah, you can listen to music, but I would probably say towards the end, it'll be like white noise because you're running so hard, you won't even know
Oh
what you're
my
listening
God, don't do that. Like, that's horrible. That makes me feel ill.
Yeah, but to be honest, if you're doing a trail half, it's over. It'll be over in under 2 hours. It's nothing.
Right,
You
so
ran for 30 something hours. It's just a piece of piss.
if I've got Lakeland in the 3 weeks, which I have,
3 weeks.
then
Fuck.
it's
Shut
going
the
to be
stable
fine.
door.
Shut the stable door. And then I've got nothing until the wind's down to 200. But I do want to put something in there
That's a
that
lie.
I haven't got anything.
You
So I'm
are a
just not.
liar.
No, I'm not.
You've got lakes of the day or
I'm
something.
thinking about it. I haven't signed up for it yet.
Right,
Free base. That's only
listeners,
50 miles. That's
listeners,
nothing.
this is what it's like coaching someone like this. She puts all these huge races in, right? Which, let's be honest, if I was honestly being a proper coach, I'd be like, no, you're doing 100. You can do 100K and a 50K max in a year.
No.
We can't do that with Ali. It gets blown out the door because she's just on a different planet in many ways. So with this, and then you talk to her and she goes, oh yeah, well of course I've got that race. It's only 50 miles. I mean, what person in their right
But
mind says
that's just a.
only 50
Oh my
miles?
God, I need to use the B word then. Fuck me, I need to stop with that. That's just like a.
What did Damien say?
Damien said, don't do the Auto 100.
Pardon? Auto
Damien
100?
said, don't do the Auto 100.
Auto 100?
I
What?
thought about doing the Auto 100. He was like,
I
don't
didn't
do
even
your
know
business.
about
Yeah,
this.
no, because he vetoed it before you even got in.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I
But
thought
he
about
said,
it. Look at you, look, you're sweating.
he says you don't, you run too much, you race too much. Not you run too much, you race too much. And he's right. You've been better this year. You've been better this year.
I've been
But I've
so
looked.
good this year, apart from this little blip with the leg to 100, but it's because it's ballot play, so I just want to get it done, so I've done
So I would have no issue with you chucking in all these like trail halves, even a trail marathon, stuff like that, to as training sessions to make you faster.
fine. We'll do that then. We'll discuss this offline. It's pretty boring for you.
Obviously, I've touched a nerve there,
Yeah, you
viewers,
have.
listeners.
I'm going to just go and
I'm glad
secretly
that
do long
you've all been
ones.
party to it. This is what I have to deal with.
I'm really good as a coaching athlete person, I think. Okay, then. Glad to put an announcement. On Wednesday, the 3rd of July at 12:54 a.m., we welcome to the world Aoife Lily McGrath. Hannah's Bibby. Weighing in at 8 pounds and 9 ounces after a 44-hour labour.
Oh.
Yeah. And all sorts of other things. And this is what Anna, she sent us a voice note. This is what she.
Hello, everybody. It's Mummy Anna. I've got a little guest as well. You might make some snuffles. Aoife? What are you saying? That's Aoife. Oh, yeah, there we go. There's Aoife. I've got baby. She's here. She's finally here. Little Aoife was born Wednesday the 3rd of July and had a bit of an ultra marathon labour getting her out. Took 44 hours, which is the longest in one go that I've ever done one thing, I think. Even London to Rugby on the Canal was less than that. And we're surviving by taking little trail naps, stocking up at aid stations, giving her milk. Is funny, like mum life is a little bit like an ultra with the trail naps, but also it's just like a constant kind of wheel of feed her, change her, cuddle her, sleep, feed her. Like when you get to an aid station, like, right, what do I need to do? I need to do this, that, and the other. So yeah, it's only like 5 days in since having a baby. So we're learning as we go along. But yeah, thanks for everyone's lovely, kind messages. And I look forward to, I haven't actually listened to any of your episodes, Ali, that you've been doing with other people. I've had comments from Paul and from Damo apologising for ruining the podcast. So there might not even be a podcast to come back to. But that's, just let me know. Just let me know when you want me back. And I'll catch up with you really soon. Okay, I love you. Bye. Are you going to say bye, Aoife? She says she's not a performing monkey. She is a monkey, though.
Right, so the highlight of the voice note, well done, Anna, pushing it out, getting it out, popped out, healthy, cute, I imagine. Not furry. It's got no fur on it at all.
Do you know that though?
Yeah, I've seen it. I've
Oh.
seen its actual like face, and it's got fur on its head, but nothing on its paws and nothing on its abdomen. So it's got like Pickle's got like a little furry white chest. It's not got that. It's really weird. It looks like
I've seen
a
its
mole rat.
paws.
Yeah.
I've seen its paws.
It looks like a mole rat. It's very, I mean, I'm sure that it's got a face that only a mother could love. She. It's very, she's very sweet. I'm not very good with babies. I just they feel like they're like, bless you, little boxes of like surprise that I don't really understand.
Bundle of joy.
That's the word. I was desperately searching for that word. But the thing about the note that Anna has said that I'm most concerned about is the fact she's not listened to any of the podcasts.
What?
She's not listened to any of them.
She had 44 hours to listen to all of that.
She can listen back. She can back to this. She hasn't, and I think she's quite concerned. Now, I think it's going well, to be honest with you. So The other thing is, I have asked her what song was playing when she was when the baby popped out. She's not told me, so I've decided to make up a rumor that it was Psychosocial by Slipknot that was playing when Aoife Lily popped into the world. But anyway,
I got
congratulations,
like,
Anna. We're very proud of you. Well done.
yeah, that's amazing. At 44 hours, bloody hell. I mean, I was thinking that's like running, what, 150 miles?
Not for me, it's not like running the Arc
Ridiculous. To be honest, I'd rather run the Arc of Attrition, wouldn't you?
It's not as long as the spine cut off. The spine cut off is 60 hours. So she could have had a
Wow.
baby and gone home in the spine
Wow.
cut off. Well, that's for the challenger.
Well, congratulations, Anna. I mean, that is an ultra in itself, isn't it?
It is. It's banging. The second announcement I've got to make is that there's a podcast awards thing. There's an awards for podcasts. People award you for doing a podcast, right?
Oh, we've won it already then.
No, but listen to this. This is great. There's a Listener's Choice Award. And I found out yesterday that we have done almost 100,000 downloads this podcast, which is pretty fucking
Wow.
impressive, right?
That's really good, actually. Not as many as
Yeah.
Marathon Talk, but there you go.
The Marathon Talk was going for 17 and a half years. So,
27, actually. Yeah.
yeah. So, Marathon Talk was going for nearly as long as Anna's labour. Right, 100K downloads. That's 100K listens, which means if 100K people, I know that they're all that there's not 100K people voted, then we'd win.
Is it your mum?
Now, yes, it's my mother over and over. My mum listens to this. Mum.
My mum doesn't either. She wouldn't have a clue.
No, but then your mum wouldn't listen to it because of your tattoo.
Oh, she wouldn't because she's massively competitive with me, so she'd want to listen to some completely different podcast just to piss me
That's
off.
interesting because my next co-host is your mother.
Oh, God.
So anyway, the Podcast Awards, can you, listener, please go onto the British Podcast Awards website, which is the British Podcast Awards. Go to this Listener's Choice and just vote for us, even if you don't like us. And can you email everyone in your office and tell them to vote for us? And can you go onto the Instagram and I've put
And
up
your
a little,
mum's.
yeah, and your mums, I've put up a little square that you can share. And in that little square, you share it on your social, screen grab it and share it and get everyone's vote. Mainly because me and Anna and Holly and Uncle Damo and Paul, Damon Albarn, and the other person, Kirsty, the best one,
And
work really hard for free. And you guys give us nothing.
you're here listening to it. So if you're here listening to it, then you must like it. You've got this far,
Yeah.
you
You give
know?
back nothing, listener. Right? This is a one-way relationship.
I mean, look at us. We're in our pajamas. It's God knows what time in the
I'm
morning.
thirsty. I want a coffee and I can't go and make one because the kettle's too noisy.
Haven't been training yet. My whole day
No.
is
You
ruined because
haven't.
of this.
You spent at least 50 minutes. You could have been running.
I know. And look at me. I
Colleen
look.
Stables has represented Team GB at the Commonwealth Games, and
No, that
she's
was
sat
England, actually.
England at the Commonwealth Games, and she's sat here giving you free coaching advice. The least you could do is go and vote for us in the British Podcast Awards as
Can I
Listener's
just
Choice.
ask though, can we honestly, this is an honest question, can we vote multiply?
Do
Is that
you
a
mean multiple
word?
times? Can you vote multiple
Multiply?
times? No,
Yes.
because I think yes for your email address.
That should go in the bin in the stables, in
Okay,
but
shut the stable door. No, we're not shutting the stable door on the British Podcast Awards. We're opening
no,
it
we're
and
not.
we're inviting
You're
everybody
leaving
in,
me
though.
wide
Open it
open.
wide.
Yeah,
But
so please, people, everyone vote. I'll share it as well. But that's, yeah, that's what do
you
we win though?
an award, a trophy in the shape of a microphone, and some UTMB stones, which you can share out amongst the listeners.
What?
Yeah.
All right. As long as you, I'd, okay.
And
Maybe, yeah, an award, a
fourth,
shell suit, something like that would be great.
14. We could go to an awards. Oh my God, imagine that. If we all went to an awards.
And if we won,
We could get
us
to a
on
star.
stage.
It'd be great. Okay, that's all I have to say. I'm not going to let me just look at it. Right. We're going to need to call everyone to corner.
It's correspondence in a corner. It's correspondence corner.
We had some correspondence from some people. I sent it to you, Holly. And I will now try and read it out, but there's a couple of really long ones. Now, there has been a bit of a commumbrance in the corner. What's the commumbrance been about? Commumbrance has been about a
Is
comment.
that a word?
Yes, it's Pickle's word. Mummy, there's been a commumbrance, usually when she's killed something or I don't know. But
Something naughty.
the commumbrance appears to be around comment you made last time we were on here. Do you want to go? Do you want
Just the
to
one.
take
Naughty
back
two.
the comment? Do you want to issue an apology for the comment? Or do you want to talk about this carbs, the high fat, low carb that people
Yeah,
seem
right.
to
Oh,
have
I'm not going
got
to
their
read out all
teeth
the.
into?
I'm not going to read all the letters because there's some very long ones, and they're very good. And thank you very much for sending in your emails to the podcast with your concerns about one of my comments. This happened to me all the time with Marathon Talk, constantly getting complaints about what I said. But so I touched briefly on my comrades experience, which was in, and this is the important thing for context. Comrades I did in 2013, which is 11 years ago. So at the time, there was quite a high, there was a revolution happening with the, I don't know if you remember, with the let's all the ultra runners, let's try and run high fat, low carb, so that we're using our more of our fat stores rather than our carb stores, because we're running slower comparatively to it. So I was running fast, like a 5K. Comrades is 90K uphill. Therefore, I was running, considerably slower than I would have been as a marathon runner. Actually, I can tell you, I think I was running 7:30 miling-ish for the time I did. Comparatively, when I ran marathons, I was running 6-minute miles. So it's a big difference. Therefore, the whole thought behind the process of it was, let's try and use as much carb as my much, so much fat that I can use rather than the carbs, because I've got more fat and it will sustain me for longer. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
When
so I
was
did
this around the time? I can't remember. When I was at university, I think it was a bit earlier, of like Dr. Gillian McKeith and the Atkins diet, and all these weird things were coming out, and people were
It
like, do
probably,
this and eat full fat cream and nothing else. Don't touch carbs.
probably. I mean, that was more for a weight loss sort of
Yeah,
thing,
I know,
but
but it was, it's all, but the thing is, I
yeah.
wasn't an ultra runner then. This was like the time, wasn't it? Like the time, there was a time in the early 2000s where being stick thin was the thing to be. It was the thing to be. And there was a time when they were like, so the society, like, you know, Heat magazine, all those shitty magazines were like,
Heroin chick, shit, shit.
don't eat any vegetables. Don't touch
Most
them.
lot, yeah.
Yes, don't touch them. And they're bad for you. And it was mad. It was just mad. It was a mad time. I remember at university eating bowls of rice with full fat cream and bacon and nothing else for about 5 weeks.
Oh, that sounds lush.
It was disgusting.
Oh God, I see. My issue is actually, this is the thing though, actually. I absolutely love fat. I'm the sort of person that if I have a steak, I want to have the fat of
Me
steak.
too. Pickle doesn't
I
get
love
any of
it.
that. It doesn't go in the
No.
doggy bag. It goes in mummy's tummy. So,
I
not that I
love
eat steak, Fabian.
I was about to say, edit that out, please.
Take that out. Thanks.
So I did that for that period of time. And also, can I also say that I did have the help of a very well-known dietitian helping me in that quest. Now, there was, and it worked for me for the race, but what my issue was is that I carried on eating like that, which wasn't a good idea. Periodizing it for the race worked for me. But after that, I kept on doing it. And as a result, especially for a woman, being on a low carb diet is not very good for your hormones. It's not very good for your menstrual cycle. And as a result, I got very sick. I also got Epstein-Barr, which is just a massive fatigue, inflammatory, everything. My heart rate was sky high. I can't attribute it exactly to that, but I was definitely in Red S. And it's definitely not something I would ever advise anyone to do. There's much more research and literature around it. I'm definitely not a low carb person now, and haven't been for a very, very long time. It was just something we did at the time, and there's still people doing it. Still a lot of, there's a real low carb, especially in the ultra world, there's a lot of people that eat low carb, but they may go high carb on race day. So they stuff gels down their faces. And I'm not a registered dietitian, and I would never say I was. No, I'm not.
Oh, I'm not either. People always think I am, but I'm not. I
You're not vegetarian either, apparently.
am a vegetarian, except for when I'm not. I am a vegetarian 90% of the
Damien, you listening? It's lies.
time.
Apologies if anyone felt concerned that I'd done something awful. I hadn't done anything awful, but at the time, I mean, it's something I wouldn't do now, but at the time, that's what I did, and I'll put my hands up it. But it did work for me for comrades, but carrying on being in a low carb state did not work for me, and it's not something I've done since. I
Can
love carbs.
I
Love the king.
just say something to
Yeah.
everyone? I so these emails, thank you so much, Rachel Fryer and Liddy. We really appreciate your emails. Please keep coming them in. Coming them in, bringing them in. They're great. But they are great. That was me sounding very, very, very like I didn't, they're great. They are great. I'm really interested in this nutrition thing because people spend so much time on it, especially women. And I understand why, because we live in a patriarchal society where we're supposed to look a certain way and people want to look a certain way. And sometimes they're like, I'm going to run to lose weight, and running doesn't help me lose weight. In fact, I put on weight because I go to the gym and pull muscle, and I don't give a fuck how much I weigh because I just want to be strong. I want to feel strong and happy, and I am strong and happy. So I eat what the fuck I want. I don't think, oh, I should be eating this to make me run better. I eat what I want, and I try and have like, so dinner for me usually is like, stir steak. Fry with like no steak. So like I eat a lot of what the cluck because I don't eat that much meat because I'm a vegetarian. Simple as that. So I eat a lot of what the cluck. I have like probably stir fry probably like three times a week. It's got protein, carbohydrate, loads of vegetables in it. Yummy, yummy, yummy. I've got a problem with Bon Maman desserts. I will have one at night. I'm trying to cut that down. But like I have protein bagels for lunch with loads of cottage cheese and like pea shoots. I have porridge every morning for breakfast. I don't really care as long as I feel happy, healthy, get my 5 a day. Crack on, right? I think there's a lot of people who put a lot of weight into the nutrition side of things, but can we just fucking take a step back and understand that for 99.9% of people listening to this podcast, it's your hobby. It is not the be all and end all. You're not going to be bothering the world chaps. You're not going to be bothering, like, it's not your job. If it was your job, you wouldn't even earn enough money to do it full time because there's no fucking money in it. Stop. Take a step back. Like, take a fucking step back. Like, enjoy your fucking life. Eat what you want. Just be healthy and kind to yourself. There's some fucking great books. Obviously, reading McGregor's book, More Fuel You, is incredible. She's writing a new book. There's nutrition books everywhere if you really want to get into it. But I think getting into, like, I should be...
nitty-gritty.
I'm looking at other people and it's dangerous what they're doing. You know it's dangerous what they're doing. Just look.
Ignore them.
You do you, hon. You be happy, healthy in you. And if you're not happy, healthy in you, maybe it's got more to do with your fucking mind than it has with what you're fucking eating. What are you trying to achieve?
I totally agree. And also, I think people just try and complicate stuff so much. Like you said, there's so much good literature and information out there on podcasts, on Instagram, like the reputable people. Like I say, go to see, like, Reenie's really good. Reenie will give you all the information you need on what you should and shouldn't be eating. And it's really not rocket science. Mm-hmm. I think what also the other thing is, once you start getting obsessed about macronutrients or what you're eating here, what you're eating there, then that's actually a worrying situation. And if you're starting your whole day is thinking about food, it says more
about your mental state than it does about running. And I think that's the thing. There's a great book called The Practice of Groundedness that I talk about all the time by Brad Stolbergen. And second chapter is called Accept Where You Are to Get to Where You Want to Go. Except why you're doing things, except why you're thinking things. You create everything with your mind. That's what you do. So it's like, why is this a thing that is weighing on me and something that confuses me or something that upsets me or something that triggers me? Like, whatever it is, that's my thing about food. I just, with a lot of my, you know, we all need to know what to eat on runs. It's not going to make us shit ourselves. But most of the time for me, I'm like, have you tried a Twix or a Mars bar? Or I'll tell you what, matey boy, Damien bought me something the other day, and I'm going to admit this publicly. I poo-pooed it and then I ate it, and it was a white chocolate Kit Kat Biscoff flavour. It was chunky.
He loved them.
Chunky one. So you bite into it and like it's got a whole layer of Biscoff in it. And it's, oh my God, it was delicious, right?
And you didn't poo-poo it.
I didn't poo-poo it. I had two actually. I was like, have you got any more then? He's like, yeah, I had to buy a pack of four so you could fill your boots. And he can't eat them. So although he would eat, if I dropped a bit on the floor and he was hungry, I'm pretty sure he would eat it. But so delicious. Like, it's like you can buy most of your sports nutrition in B&M. You honestly can buy it in B&M for £1.
Half the price.
Yeah. Not the £50 scratch I've got in the fucking cupboard. I have one cup full of it. I'm like, it's disgusting. Might be
I tell you what, can't also be a hot cross bun with butter. Love a hot cross bun with butter.
Me too, but I went mad on hot cross buns. Now I can't eat them on Macy's because I went mad. I was eating like five of them at a time.
Yeah, I was like that with pork pies. And I got a pork pie sponsor and they just kept sending me shitloads. It was Melton Mowbray. For years, they sent me boxes and when I did UTMB, they sent me a massive gala pie that they'd made in the shape of a mountain with UTMB written on it. And it had eggs in it. I ate the whole fucking thing.
Robert Hornshaw, are you listening to this gala pie story? It's incredible.
It was so amazing and it was so lovely. They even sent me pork pie t-shirts. But it got to a point where I just couldn't eat any more pork pies. It was making me look quite sick. So I actually...
That's Pickle and Lenny's dream. For their their wedding, we should get Melvin Mowbray to make a massive pork pie cake.
I know. Pie and lem pie.
Yeah. Oh my God, look at this. So yummy. The only thing she'll come back for when she's chasing is pork pie. I never have pork pie because I actually do draw a line at eating pork.
One thing that doesn't work, Scotch eggs, far too dry.
The
Like
corn ones, get the corn ones.
that. Oh God, even
Top
worse.
tip. No, top tip, get the corn ones. Get a syringe full of brown sauce, stick it in, and then smash the brown sauce into the middle of the corn scotch egg and eat
If
it.
someone's just joined the podcast here, we're talking about Scotch eggs, injecting them, nothing else.
Inject it with brown sauce. It makes it damp, moist, and delicious. Also, the other day, I told you that I said this on the pod, the smashed up ginger cake. Ginger cake holds its own. So when you squeeze it right down to make it really thin,
Yeah, it makes it
it's
really, yeah, small.
decent. It's got like 7,000 calories in
But
it.
you know what you would have been better is Grassmere gingerbread.
Yeah, I know, but you can only get that from one place.
True. Can they, do they not send it out?
I don't think they do.
Bloody lovely. And that would hold itself because it's hard, remember?
Yeah, but is it too hard? Because you don't want to crack your teeth. Somebody on the spine like cracked a tooth halfway around. Can you
I
imagine?
paced a guy doing Dublin Marathon. This is a shout out to Jonathan Keneally from Ireland.
Jonathan Keneally, love him.
Jonathan, when we speak, I can hardly speak. He's like that. I'm like, okay, I don't know what you said, but let's just keep going. So I paced him at Dublin and I passed him some jelly babies that someone had on the side. This is not a joke. I gave them to him. It was quite cold. He broke a tooth in the race. And he was eating, goes, I think I just broke a tooth.
Oh
Hello. And he was like in his hand. And I was like, oh, okay, let's just carry on and we'll talk about it at the end. But yeah, not good.
no. So Lindley, who does the spine bag checks, he recommends that you take putty, emergency tooth putty with you and someone in your like first aid
Someone
kit.
did it in the spine. Someone had an
Yeah,
issue
and it
with their
worked.
finger.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's actually I've got a qualification, emergency dental qualification for runners. So if something happens to your tooth and I'm around, I can help you. You've got 1 hour to get that little bit of tooth to like
Wow.
the tooth man, and I can probably put it back in for you.
That's insane.
If you
However, that
trust
does
me.
mean no. And also, it does mean you've got to carry more shit in your bag, and you've got to carry less shit in your bag.
True that. Actually, I don't. My bag's quite light, thanks.
Your bag is quite good, but I'm sure we could cut things off. I mean, when I went to Nepal and ran Annapurna on my own, I even cut my toothbrush down. So it's literally just the end with a little brush.
Good for
Everything I
you.
cut down. So that's what we're going to do. And we'll do that next time I see you. We'll get your bag and we'll completely shred it.
No, we're not doing that. I need to take my crystals with me.
Oh, God.
Right. One more for you. Help me, Holly. Help me, says Hattie.
You went you. I was like, God,
Hattie
what's that?
says, I'm going to abridge this. I did my first marathon 7 years ago, London Marathon Ballot, and after smashing my sub four target with a time of 3:52, I was obsessed and got 3:33 at Manchester the following year. Since then, we've had three kids and have moved to the sticks near the lovely hills and trails. I've naturally started trail running. I did my first Ultra 50K on Saturday. This was a while ago. Sorry, Hattie, it's taken a while to get to this.
Congratulations.
Right. However, she says, dot, dot, dot. My husband booked a surprise holiday to Berlin in September, including the marathon entry, which was something we always talked about
Bastard.
doing before kids. Berlin Marathon's flat as fuck,
That's
everybody, and it is
amazing.
very, very fast. In my head, I'm still a road runner, but the other day I sought out a pavement to do a fast 5K just to check and was faced with the crushing realization that I can't run quicker than a 9-minute mile pace without feeling like I'm going to wet myself, even though I feel physically fit enough to go faster. I'm worried that on race day, I'm either going to A, wee myself, not really what I had in mind for our first trip away together since becoming parents. I don't think running a marathon is what you had in mind either. I think you had a different type of marathon in mind, Hattie.
Yeah,
Or
he's an
B,
arsehole.
run slower, but be a massive grump because I'll be cursing my kids for ruining my body and cursing my husband for beating me purely because I birthed three of his children and he
Not sure
knew.
he should be beating her in the race.
Selfish asshole. Husband shouldn't be beating anyway at any point. Again, not the most romantic picture. Husband getting me Prego. I love them all dearly, but I need to be able to run quick again, fast. Or should I just be at peace with being a trail runner now and just let go of my resentment? Hattie. Yes, after the marathon, I'm converting back to trail running anyway, because let's face it, it's much nicer and you can easily stop for Wiener Bush. PPS, love the pod. PPPS, Ali, you've inspired me to stop drinking. I've been sober since February. I'm not looking back. Well done, Hattie. I'm
Well,
very fucking proud of you.
I love that letter from Hattie. Letter. It was written on paper, I hope.
It was
Parchment.
parchment, it was delivered by a pigeon.
Lovely.
What do you think? Like
Well,
it's
God.
September, we're now July, it's the 9th of July today.
She's got 13 weeks till Berlin. So she really needs to pull her finger out if she's going to do it. And if she wants to run 3:30, she needs to be able to run 8 minute miling or 5 minute Ks. There's lots to say about this. I would say, firstly, it sounds a little bit like she actually doesn't want to do it anyway. So if, like we said earlier, if you don't want to do it and you're not interested, then I just wouldn't do it. As in, because if she thinks she's going to do it, run really slowly, then feel really upset with herself, the rest of the holiday will be shit because she'll be really miserable and resentful to everyone. So she has to make the decision now whether she's going to go all in. Because the other thing is, we know she's got the endurance because she did a 50K, even though it was a couple of weeks ago.
And
She's
she's
done
also
that.
had three kids. That's
Exactly.
quite a
So
lot of
she's.
endurance looking after those fuckers.
Especially they took 44 hours each. So she's got the endurance. She's done the 50K on trial. It's on trial, but you've still got the endurance. So she really obviously needs to start doing some speed work. Has she got a plan? Is she training with a club? Has she downloaded something off the internet? Has she got someone to train with? These are all big open questions, sorry, and she can't answer them to herself. But if she's listening, this is what she needs to set in stone. She then needs to say, I'm going to go for it. Or if I'm not, just don't do it at all. I don't know if there's a half marathon or something you can do instead, because with Amsterdam,
But
you've
you can
got a
just go
half.
and do it. Just go and have
Yeah,
a
but
good day out.
she could do, but by the sounds of it, she sounds like she's already going to be really upset if she doesn't do very well. That's the
That's a
thing.
mindset thing. It's what you decide. You don't, your thoughts aren't facts. You decide what you think. So if you're like, do you know what? I'm going to see the sights. One of my biggest regrets about Berlin, there's lots of them, including staying out till 4 o'clock in the fucking morning, getting absolutely off my
4 o'clock, is that
tops.
all?
I was fucked. When I stood in the start pad, I was pissed. I was with loads of blokes. I got my
Oh,
PB.
you did the race and you
Yeah.
were okay.
I'll never get fast again. I did it at 3:30 on net because I would just kept up with the blokes because
You
I was
will
off my
go that fast
face.
again.
Anyway, one of my major regrets, another, well, one of, on number 65 on the major regrets about Berlin Marathon is I didn't look around. I didn't take it in. I didn't think, oh, this is beautiful. I'm running around Berlin. Lucky old me. Oh my God, look at the sights of Berlin. I mean, are there that many sights in Berlin? There are quite a lot of sights. Do that. Just go on like a tourist job. It's about mindset. So if she wants to do it, put your mindset into I'm going to try and be the best version of myself I can be at the moment. If you don't, go and have a tourist job. Simple as that. Decide. Make a
Yeah, well,
decision.
I mean, but okay, so there's three options. Don't do it. Do
Yeah.
it and jog it around, be fun. But you have to accept that if you're not going to do the training for it, that it's going to be a jog round, and you're not going to do a PB, blah, blah, blah. And you have to know that you're happy with that. You almost need to write it down first. Or thirdly, you Chatty may have started training properly for it now. I don't know. She has got 13 weeks to make a difference, and you can make a difference in that time. But she would have to do, like we've just said earlier, she's going to have to do speed work. And that speed work is going to have to be around that marathon pace and her threshold type pace, which is going to be about 7.5 minute miling. So she needs to be able to be doing little blocks of that, a little bit of marathon pace, some strides. Really don't need to worry about anything else. You haven't got time to be doing loads of
So
VO2s.
it's totally if she doesn't want to do it for this one, she could always do it for another one, couldn't she? She could always say, I'm gonna go have fun at Berlin and then I'm gonna go maybe do Berlin once, see what it's like, then go back next year with a
Her
real
husband
goal in
says,
mind.
surprise, I've booked a holiday to Valencia in December and I've
Yeah.
entered the marathon.
Surprise, I booked a
So
holiday on the Pennine Way and I've entered you to the spot.
I've got a feeling he just actually wants to go on holiday and not see her. Just wants
Oh,
her to
don't
go
do
off on
that.
her
Don't
own.
ruin the marriage. Come on now.
Well, I mean, it's not good at the start. He's booked a holiday with a marathon in it.
I think it's
You know?
great. It's my dream, man.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's like if that this it's like if that happened to my sister, she'd kill her husband.
Let's
Stuff
go wild camping in a bog for the weekend. Gonna bring the dog. Right. Listen,
That's probably
Lottie.
not helpful at all,
It
but
is helpful. It's good
that's what
cop,
I
bad cop.
expect.
That's what we are. I'm all about like kindness and mindset and wonder.
Because
And
I'm
you're
a
like, you
complete
fucking
arsehole.
need to fucking put grind out.
Yeah, but at the end, you're like, oh my God, I did it.
I was angry at the end because it was sponsored by Erdinger. So I thought, oh, great, I have a beer. And it was fucking alcohol free. I was absolutely
Yeah, it was
furious.
alcohol free. Yeah, but I didn't know it was alcohol free for years. And also, when they don't they do it anymore, but they used to have it would. Did they, when you did it, I don't know what you did, there was a massive like marquee at the end with showers, like completely open.
Oh,
And it would be
yeah.
full of nothing very good looking about men post marathon, like skinny old men having showers, like everyone with their stuff off. It's like,
This is
that's like,
we're gonna get
I need
another.
alcohol in my Erdinger.
We're gonna get complaints now for
Skinny
what's
old
that
men.
thing? No, because we are what's that thing when you look at people and you know that the men do to women, objectifying men, we're objectifying men.
Yeah, we are.
Disgusting.
And then And then what was the other thing? Oh, they used to have a massive party underground at the underground.
Oh, they did, didn't they? And I never went to it because I didn't know why I didn't go to it. But apparently, it was amazing. And I remember seeing footage from it, and like all the elites would be there on
Elites would be
stage, like
dancing.
dancing. Yeah, and it was
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
oh,
Having
I
it
love
up at the
Berlin.
lodge. Yeah.
Love Berlin. I've actually got an athlete who lives in Berlin who I'm talking to after this call.
It's a
Right,
great city. Love it.
great. Flat as fuck though. Right, lastly but not leastly, you've never added songs to the playlist.
I've never what?
You've never
Added
added
a.
songs to the playlist. You know we have this playlist. It's like 24
Yeah.
hours long.
Yes. Okay. So, in what context does it have to be?
Anything. Hannah Rickman added Josephine's Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, the soundtrack.
Oh, Jesus
Yep. She
Christ.
loves a musical.
Oh, God, I hate. That's no. Okay. That's one thing that has to go. Shut the stable door. I absolutely despise
So do
musicals.
I. Anna loves them. It's one of the
I
big
can't.
bones of contention.
I've
I
got
hate
friends
them.
who
I
are,
hate
and
them. I hate them.
they put it on at the front runner meets, and they're all singing with their hairbrushes. I'm like, what the
No,
f is this?
Shut the stable door.
Awful. Shut it and bolt it.
Yeah, and then set fire to whatever's inside it.
Joseph can go up in flames.
Yeah, Josephine's Technicolor flame coat. Right.
Gonna burn in hell for that. Okay, right. You want a song? Okay, the
Yeah.
song that I'm listening to on my playlist all the time is. It's going to be far too like cool for you. It is Dilated People.
Oh, nice.
The platform. Do you want
Okay,
me to
that's
play
on.
it?
No, because we haven't got PR, we're not allowed.
Fine.
You can sing it.
No. I can't.
Okay. Right, is that it? Just that one.
That's it. I love it.
Okay, I
That's the
want you
song
to think
of the
about
week.
some more for next week, for next month,
Oh,
whatever.
it'll just be all Coldplay.
Don't say that. Are you joking?
No, I absolutely love Coldplay.
What? Are you
Yeah.
joking?
No, why?
The first two Coldplay albums are fine. The other ones are shit.
No. You need to get it shut down.
Holly
And you need
Stable,
to be burned.
you need to shut. I'm so sorry, but this is the last podcast that we're doing with you.
They were at the Cheese and Grain last week, I'll tell you now, and I wasn't here.
Good. You good. It's good for
I
you that you
was
were there.
so upset. I was in Germany and they were in the Cheese and Grain literally
Why
down
do you like
the.
Coldplay? Like the first two albums are great, right? We
I've
all
always
agree.
loved Coldplay. I absolutely love. Oh, no, they have had some dodgy albums in the middle, but.
Yeah, and also write the writing on the hand, the ridiculous t-shirts, the fucking like all
The
of the
really small
silliness.
white t-shirts.
Yeah, and then did you see them at Glastonbury? It was like, stop. When they put on the bloody hats, the helmets.
Yeah, they're just
Stop
trying
it.
to.
You're
They're
not
trying.
Deadmau5. Five.
They're trying. Yeah. But you know that they were staying down the road at Vobster Farm. He hires Vobster Farmhouse every Glastonbury, which is at Babington House, where all the posh people go.
Babington House still a thing?
Oh yeah, Babington House. God, yeah, it's just full of all the Glastonbury, certain people.
There's another one in Shepton Mallet, a
Oh,
little
Charlton
one.
House.
Yeah, I used to stay at Charlton House. Then Honesty Bar.
Oh
An
God, I bet.
Honesty
Surprised
Bar.
they let you go back.
Mate, I remember sitting there with Mike Skinner's dad getting absolutely off our face, and we put no money in that Honesty Bar.
Fill
Those
it
were the
up, mate.
days. Yeah. So, okay, you love Coldplay. Should we go Babington House and have a spa?
If we win the lottery,
Are you a spa person?
I am. Well, I say I am, but I haven't been to a spa for ages. I don't think you can get go to Babington House spa. You have to be a member.
I'll work it out. I know people. Okay, so I've
People
dilated
know what
people.
Babington.
You like Coldplay, which is just a revelation that I can't get my head around.
I'm amazed you didn't know that. But then I love Rage Against the Machine, stuff like that. So I love it all.
You can't make yourself cool now. You've already said
And
you're like
Dilated People, who you don't even know
Oxfam
who they are.
boy. I know who dilated people are.
Fine. I
Thanks.
call them dilapidated people most of the time.
Dilapidated people.
That's like us.
Yeah. And also everybody, before we write in, I know that it's Deadmau5, not Deadmau5, but somebody wants to
Oh,
call
yeah,
him.
Deadmau5, yeah.
Somebody called him Deadmau5 and I thought it was funny. Like how somebody called said to me, I love Damien Rice-O. Like it's Damien Rice. The album's called O.
Also, can I just say something on that? Can I re rectify something I said? I realized I said it afterwards when I was last on the podcast. Tony Audenshaw was not on Coronation Street. He was on Emmerdale. Sorry, Tony.
Okay. That's good because we have had Emmerdale fans up
Oh,
in
we've
arms.
bags and bags
Loads
of
of
letters in the
mail.
mail room. The
Yeah.
mail room just haven't been, the women in there haven't been able to cope with the mail.
I know. I know. It's been
No
terrible.
more. No more.
Okay, I think we've covered everything here, right? Next time we're going to talk about other things. Next time we'll do like 100, so that'll be fun. We'll know
Yeah,
if that was
we
complete
need
fucking disaster or not.
No, it'd be amazing. You're going to win. No pressure.
I'm really not. Sabrina Vergee, as Damien calls her, is turning up.
Yeah, but she did have Radio, didn't she? Didn't do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and then Sam Lasur is going to do it as well. There's a few other really good ladies. I don't give a shit about the result of that. I just want to have a good day out. I'm not wrecking it. I don't know what I'm doing. And
it's quite flat. Flat and straight.
I reckon, prediction time, I reckon between 30 and 35 hours, I'd be thrilled with that.
Okay, well, I'm going to look at the stats and I'll let you know what you're going to do.
Kirsty did 33 hours last year. Just
yeah,
well,
you'll beat Kirsty, won't
I
you?
I won't. She's much better
be
than me.
smaller.
She's smaller than me, quicker, and wilier.
She's. I'm not going to say anything about Kirsty. She's brilliant.
Yeah, she is best.
Just can I just say just one thing? This is a recommendation for people out there who haven't seen it yet, and this is to you as well.
Don't you fucking dare say the Essex word.
No. It's a Netflix recommendation. I absolutely binged the hell out of it. It's brilliant. And I was going to talk about it today because celebration of sport this month.
Mm-hmm.
It's Sprint on Netflix. It's the new, it's basically like the Tour, you know, Unchained Tour de France. Again, that's another great one if you've seen it. I love Tour de France, which is going on now. Brilliant. Tour de France,
What's
Unchained.
That, Unchained?
Unchained.
I've got all this in the notes.
Okay, so season one, season two has obviously been out late last month. I watched all of that. So this one is called Sprint. It's the same. It's a very similar thing. So it's following the American and Jamaican and British sprinters last year before the World Championships in Budapest. So it follows people like Noah Wiles and Sherika Jackson, people like that, following their build up into training. You should watch it because it's like the other side of training to endurance athletes is the sprinters who are just brilliant. Terrifying, but brilliant. Watch
Amazing.
Sprint.
Amazing.
So good.
Okay, have you got anything fun coming up in the next couple of weeks? No.
No.
Good. I love you. I'll speak to you in a month. Everybody, if you've got questions for Holly, please can you send them to us because she's very good at answering them as she just illustrated with her incredible carbs, fats and running chat.
Nutrition
love
knowledge.
Yeah.
Love you, bye.
Thank you for listening to the Bailey and Harding Ultrasound System sponsored by Innovate. We would absolutely love it if you could just take 1 minute to visit the BritishPodcastAwards.com and vote for us in the Listener's Choice Award because you're the listeners and we know that this is the choice that you want to make. It's the only choice. It's the best choice. Why not make it? Follow us on Instagram. It's Ultrasound System Pod. And on Facebook, we have a social group as well so you can meet up with people in real life. We love you. We love everything about you. Keep your informations, your remembrances, your correspondences all coming in on the usual places. You can DM us, you can voice note us, you can do whatever you want, email us if you want to, send us a letter, why not. We love you. Please go and vote for us in the British Podcast Awards, please. I'm begging you, please. Thank you. Bye bye.